It's always a great privilege to be back here in Cupertino.
每次能来到 Cupertino, 这是一个莫大的荣幸。
I think the last time I saw you was up in the mountains when we had our retreat.
我想上一次见到大家是在我们山上一起共聚会的时候。
But I trust that God has been able to work in your hearts and lives, and you have enjoyed doing what you're doing.
但我相信神一定在你们生命中一直在做工，也享受你们所做的一切。
2 months ago, I was in Israel.
两月前我在以色列。
We saw a lot of places that we had seen before on previous visits.
我们看了很多以前去过的地方。
But it's always a special privilege to be in Jerusalem.
但去到耶路撒冷永远是一件很美妙的事。
This is where Jesus spent a lot of his time.
这是耶稣。
And I remember on a Sunday morning, we had gone with a group of people and they asked me to speak to them. And the place that they had picked was on the southern steps of the, that led toward the temple.
我们去的那个地方呢，就是在去那个圣殿的路上，南边的那些阶梯下。
That's where Jesus very often had stood and preached and taught the people.
而那是就是耶稣常常站在那里向别人教导的地方。
And what a privilege for me to get up there to that same place and speak to people.
所以让我能够在那里站在那个地方给众人分享信息，那是很大的荣幸。
In John chapter 7, we read about one of the shortest sermons that Jesus ever preached.
那么在约翰福音第七章里面，我们读到一篇可以说耶稣所传讲的最短的一篇讲道。
It was basically made up of only 3 words.
啊，真的，说实话，这个讲这篇信息也主要就是三个词。
Now you don't limit me to 3 words this morning.
啊，当然不要，只要让我今天只讲三个词。
Because I'm not Jesus.
啊，因为我不是耶稣。
I have to have more words to explain what I'm going to say.
我必须说更多的话来解释我所要讲的。
But Jesus had stood there on those temple steps where I was standing here 2,000 years later.
那耶稣就是在那圣殿的阶梯上，那就是我2000年后所站的那个地方。
Jesus had gone to Jerusalem to celebrate a festival, the festival of tabernacles.
当时耶稣已经来到耶路撒冷去过一个节期，叫做祝棚节。
There were 3 festivals that the Jews celebrated.That were mandatory for all men and their boys to attend.
那时犹太人有3个节期，就是所有的犹太人男人和男孩都必须要去过的。
It was the feast of Passover, it was the feast of Pentecost, and it was the feast of Tabernacles.
那就是逾越节、五旬节和祝棚节。
This happened to be the feast of Tabernacles.
而这正好呢，就是祝棚节的时候。
It had a double significance.
那这个节期有双重的意义。
It had a historical meaning and also an agricultural meaning.
一个是从历史的角度，另一个是从农业的角度。
What was the historical background to that?
那这个历史背景是什么呢？
The people of Israel were remembering when God had delivered them from Egypt and was taking them to the promised land.
当时的以色列人就纪念神曾经把他们从埃及地带出来，一直到应许之地。
Remember that journey that only could have taken a few weeks had lasted for 40 years.
记得那本来只需要几个星期就可以走完的行程，他们却走了40年吗？
And during those 40 years, God had faithfully supplied all of their needs.
而在那旷野的40年，神供应了他们所有的需要。
In Deuteronomy tells us that they never had to change and buy new clothes.
那生命记里讲到说他们从来不需要去买新的衣服。
There was no Costco in the wilderness.
在旷野里也没有 Costco.
Their shoes did not wear out.
他们的鞋子也没有穿破。
That would have been terrible for our shoe business here.
所以我们这边如果卖鞋子生意就做不好了。
Remember 40 years wearing the same shoes.
想想看40年穿同样的鞋子。
But besides that, God provided them with food to eat.
那除此之外，神也供应他们食物吃。
What was it called?
还记得那食物叫什么吗
？Manna. That's right. Every single day they had food to eat.
所以每一天他们都有食物吃。
And they had water to drink that came out of the rock.
而且从磐石中流出水来给他们喝。
And for 40 years, God had faithfully supplied all of their needs.
所以四十年神都信实地供应了他们。
And they wanted to celebrate this. They would never want to forget that.
而且他们就要庆贺这个，而且他们要永远不忘记这个。
But there was also an agricultural meaning.
那这里呢又有一个农业的意义。
During that time, the harvest had just been harvested.
因为在那个时间，在那个季节，正好是收获之后了。
And so very much like our own Thanksgiving festival, they were celebrating on that day how God had again given them a good harvest.
就像我们在北美所庆过的这个感恩节一样。在那一天，他们庆贺感恩神供应了他们所有的一切。
Now this whole festival lasted for a whole week.
那这个节期呢，这个祝棚节一开始是有一整个星期的庆贺。
You have to remember that many of the homes that they had had flat roofs.
你要知道，当时他们所住的房子很多是有这个平顶的。
And so during that week, they would erect little tabernacles, tents.Right there on top of their flat roofs.
所以在他们这个平顶的房屋顶上，他们会设一些小的这个殿宇或者是帐篷。
And that's where they would sleep. They wouldn't sleep in their beds in their homes, but they would sleep out there under the tents.
所以在这个节期期间，他们就住在这个小帐篷里面，而不是在平时的家里面。
So that's how they celebrated this.
这是他们如何过这个节日的。
Now that festival after the 7 days came to its climax on the 8th day.
那么在这个七天之后的第八天，这个节期来到一个高潮。
And early in the morning, a priest would walk down from the temple, down the steps, all the way down to the valley of the where the pool of Siloam was located.
那么那一天的一大早的清晨，他们的祭司就从圣殿的顶上一路走下来，一直到下面的一个叫做希罗亚池子。
It's about a half a mile walk.
这一段行程差不多要走半英里。
I have walked down those steps.
我曾经就在那阶梯上这样一路走下来过。
And in his hand, this priest would carry a golden pitcher from the temple.
那这个祭司呢，就会拿着一个金色水壶
，and he would walk down and fill it up with water from the pool of Siloam.
然后他下来之后，在这个希罗亚的池子里面把这个水壶装满。
That pool is still there today.
这个池子今天还在。
And then the priest would walk all the way back up the steps, all the way to the top.Where he went to the temple courtyard.
然后这个祭司又带着这壶水，又一路又走回到圣殿里面，到圣殿的院子里。
And he was accompanied by a large number of pilgrims that had come from all over.
所以这个当时这各处去那里朝圣的人都一起跟着这个祭司。
I remember when I was a boy growing up in China.
我还记得我在中国长大的时候是。
During the summertime, we would go up into the mountains where it was cooler.
在夏天的时候，我们就去到这个山里面，那里凉快一些。
And one of the mountains was called the Nanyuan. Now they call it the Hengshan Mountains.
当时那有一座山叫南岳山，今天叫恒山。
And that was one of the holy mountains in China.
那也是在中国的传统里面，也是一座圣山。
Because on the top they used to have a Buddhist temple.
因为在山顶上，他们有曾经有这个佛教的庙。
And they had a pusa that was as high as from here up to the ceiling.
他们也有这个很高的这个殿宇柱子。
And they would have pilgrims come from all over China to come and throw themselves on their knees before that pusa.
也有从全国各地来朝圣的人，在那个菩萨的像前，在那边去敬拜。
And you could see those pilgrims come wind their way up the mountain steps because they all were wearing black suits or pants and shirts, and then a red apron around them.
所以你当时可以看到那些朝圣者，因为他们都身着黑衣，腰束红带。
It was quite a sight.
那个真是一个非常奇妙的景观。
Well, this happened when this priest would go up again towards the temple steps. Here, these hundreds and maybe thousands of people would accompany him up the steps.
而在这里，这个祭司一样，他走在这个 圣殿的路上就有成残百上千的人跟随着他。
And they would sing.
然后他们一起在那边唱歌。
What was their songbook?
那他们当时的这个诗歌本是什么？
It was the book of Psalms.
就是诗篇。
So they would sing psalms together.
所以他们就一起歌唱诗篇。
And there was one particular song that also sang from the book of Isaiah.
那当时也有一首歌是特别是从以赛亚书里面的。
In Isaiah chapter 12 verse 4 it says, With joy shall we draw waters from the wells of your salvation.
那以赛亚书十二章三节，你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
Again, it was to remember in a special way how God had provided for their needs.
那再一次的又是用一种特殊的方式纪念神所给他们的供应。
Now the priests would walk around that main altar where they were usually making their sacrifices.
那祭司就会绕着那个他们祭祀的这个祭坛绕这个七圈。
And he would go around that with that pitcher in his hand seven times around that altar.
所以他手上拿着那个金色的水壶绕着这个祭坛绕着七圈。
And then he would slowly pour this water out on the altar as an offering to God.
然后他就慢慢地把水从那水壶里倒在这个祭坛上，这是作为一个献祭。
This was the climax of the festival.
这是这个节期的高潮。
And when he would do this, the people would stand up and cheer out loud.
那当他这样做的时候，所有的人会站起来，齐声地欢呼。
Now it was at that very precise moment that Jesus also stood up.
那就是在那个时刻，耶稣站起来了。
And Jesus preached that short sermon I mentioned earlier.
所以耶稣就讲了我刚才提到的那篇短短的讲道。
He said, if anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
他说人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Three words.
三个字。
Thirsty.
渴。
Come.
来
drink,
喝
That was the message that Jesus gave.
这就是耶稣所给的信息。
What a powerful message it is.
多么有力的信息。
And Jesus wanted to make sure that everybody heard it.
耶稣就要确保每个人都清楚地听见了。
And it says here that he spoke in a loud voice.
这里说耶稣站着高声说。
You see, in those days, they didn't have these loudspeakers and microphones.
对，那时候他们没有麦克风，没有喇叭的。
And so you had to have a loud voice.
所以你必须要有一个很洪亮的声音。
So Jesus spoke with a loud voice.
所以耶稣就在这里高声地说。
And Jesus did not sit down when he taught, because that's what all the teachers of the law did.
那当时耶稣也没有坐下来教导，因为那时候的老师拉比他们都是这样子坐着教导人的。
But Jesus stood.
但是这一次耶稣站起来了。
He wanted everyone to hear this message.
他要所有人都清楚地听见这个信息。
And Jesus said, if you're thirsty, come to me and drink.
耶稣说，如果你渴了，来到我这里来喝。
Let's look at those three words.
好，我们来看看这三个字词。
There's no one here who has not understood what thirst is.
我想这里应该没有人不知道什么是渴。
All of us have felt thirst sometime in our lives.
我们每个人在每时都会在某个时刻感受到渴。
And the people that had gathered there, they had just remembered how God had provided for their physical thirst through water from the rock.
而当时的人正纪念了神曾经怎么样在旷野里面通过磐石里的水供应了他们的饥渴。
But Jesus was talking about another kind of thirst.
但是耶稣此时是讲到另外一种饥渴。
Not just the physical thirst.
这个不只是他们身体上的渴。
What kind of thirst is there?
那他说的是哪样一种渴呢？
There are many different kinds of thirst.
那你实际上有各种各样的饥渴。
See, Jesus did not have problems with this kind of thing.
耶稣不会有这种技术上的问题。
He could talk in a loud voice and people could still hear him.
他就是大声地说，人们就是能够听见。
There is the thirst for knowledge.
有对知识的渴望。
That it's built into our system.
那是在我们内心中所需求的。
We want to know things.
我们渴望知道的事情。
That's why we go to school.
这就为什么我们去上学。
That's why there's education.
这就为什么有教育。
There's a real thirst for education.
所以有一个对教育的渴望。
Do you realize that this year alone, 1 million foreign students are coming to America to study?
你们有没有意识到，就是单单这一年，有100万的外国学生来到美国留学。
And about half of them are Chinese.
啊，差不多有一半的是中国人。
I'm not sure how much longer they will do that.
我不知道他们能够这样做有多久。
Maybe we'll have American students going to China to learn how to do math.
也许我们会有美国的学生到中国去学习怎么样做数学。
But there is always a thirst there. That why do they come? Because they want that thirst to be satisfied.
但那你是就是有一种饥渴，有一种渴望。他们为什么来？因为他们要。满足这个饥渴。
But there's also the thirst for acceptance.
那也有对接受的一种渴望。
I can recognize because I'm an outsider too. I'm an immigrant also, like perhaps many of you are, to this country.
那我能感受到这种饥渴，因为我和你们一样，我是一个外国人。
And when I came here, I wanted to feel accepted.
当我来的时候，我期望能够被到接被接受，被当地人接受。
I did not want to be a foreigner here.
我不想只是在这里做一个外国人。
Now I'm of German background.
我的背景是德国。
But I didn't want people to think I had to be treated differently because I was German.
但我不想。因为我是一个德国人，就被别人用不同的方式来对待。
I don't think you wanted to stay here always to be considered foreigners.
我想你们也不期望一直是被只是被别人当作是外国人。
We have a thirst to be accepted by others.
我们有一种被别人接受的渴望。
We have a thirst for love.
我们也有对一种爱的渴望。
Some of you are.Older and maybe you have forgotten a little bit about what love is all about.
啊，你们这里有些人已经年纪大了，可能已经忘记了那种爱情的味道。
But you talk to young people, there's a very strong driving force, a thirst for love in their hearts.
但是你跟年轻人交谈的时候，你就能够感受到他们对爱的那种渴慕。
There's a thirst to find out the truth.
那也有对真理的渴望。
There's so many different voices coming to us, but we ask ourselves, where is the truth?
因为我们听到各种各样不同的声音，我们就心里会问，真理在哪里？
Where is the answer to what life is really all about?
这个生命的意义，它到底为了什么？这个答案在哪里？
We want to really find out in our hearts, what is it?
我们心里深处一直就期望说找到这到底这真理是什么。
People cry out in their need to say, I want to have this thirst met.
所以人们在心中就呼求，我期望这个渴能够被解掉。
We want to have that thirst quenched in our hearts.
我希望我们心中能够经历这种解渴。
And perhaps there's somebody sitting right here this morning that says, yes, I have that thirst, and somehow I have not yet found the answer.
所以我在想，可能今天我们当中就有人有这样的感受，是的，我心中有这种渴望，我不知道答案在哪里。
There's the thirst for forgiveness.
也有为对这个宽恕、对饶恕的一种渴望。
Some of us are carrying burdens, and we've been carrying them for a long time.
我们当中有人也许承受的这样的重担也承受了好一阵子了。
Something happened between us and somebody else.
也许在我们跟其他人之间。
And we have not been able to forget it, and we have not been able to forgive.
我们曾经，我们就还不能够忘记他，也没有办法能够原谅。
It's a burden.
对我们来说是一个重担。
And we're carrying this burden with us.
我们就承受着这样的一个重担。
But then there's also that thirst for forgiveness.Having our own sins forgiven by God.
那当然还有一种渴慕，就是我们自己的罪能够被神饶恕。
We have not been made right with God.
我们跟神的关系还没有和好。
There's a thirst in our hearts to have peace with God.
我们心中就有这样的一个渴望，能够与上帝有一个平安。
And perhaps somebody sitting here this morning and says,I don't have peace with God yet.
也许我们当中今天就有人说，我们跟上帝之间 似乎没有平安。
And when I don't have peace with God, then I'm afraid to die.
那当我没有这样的平安的时候，我就很怕死。
So when Jesus said, "If any man is thirsty," people knew what he was talking about.
所以当耶稣说，任何人如果有人渴了，当时的听众是明白他在讲什么的。
Sometimes we like to drown out this thirst, but when we go to bed at night and cannot sleep, those thoughts come back to us again and again.
有时候我们想把这种渴望给压抑住，但是每次当我们在 床上静思的时候，这个渴望又一次又一次的来到我们心中。
What is it that causes this thirst to come up in every man and woman?
那这个是什么样的动力使得这样的渴慕在我们的心中不断的涌现呢？
There was a very well-known French philosopher and scientist by the name of Blaise Pascal.
有一个曾经有个很有名的法国的哲学家和科学家叫做布莱兹帕斯卡。
And he said there is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of every human being.
他说每一个人心中都有一个上帝塑造的真空。
And this can only be satisfied by the Creator Himself.
而只有创造主他自己才能够填满这个真空。
What do we do with that?
那我们该做什么呢？
Jesus said, "If anyone is thirsty."
耶稣说，任何人如果渴了，
"Let him come to me."
让他到我这里来。
There's nothing complicated about that, is there?
这个东西一点也不复杂。
When Jesus preached, when Jesus taught, he was always very direct to the point and very simple for anyone to understand.
当耶稣讲道的时候，都是非常直截了当，非常简洁明白的。
There's nothing complicated about the Christian faith or the gospel.
不管是我们基督教的信仰，还是福音本身。不是一个复杂的东西。
Satan wants to confuse us by a lot of different things.
但是魔鬼撒旦会经常混淆我们的思路。
You know, I've talked to a lot of young students.
你知道我跟很多年轻的学生交谈。
And I've talked to them about the gospel.
我跟他们分享福音。
And many times I get this answer.
那很多时候我就听到这样的答案。
I hear what you say.
我听到你讲的了。
But I've got to think about that some more.
但是我要再去好好想一想。
I've got to study that a little bit more.
我要去更多的研究一下。
And as a result, they go away.
那结果呢？他们就走开了。
Jesus did not say, "If you have that thirst, go to church."
耶稣没有说，如果你有那样的渴慕，去到教会。
He didn't say that.
他没有这样说。
He didn't say, "Go and find a pastor."
他没有说去找一个牧师。
He didn't say, "Go find a psychologist or a psychiatrist."
他说没有去找一个心理学家。
He didn't say that.
他没有这样说。
He said, "If you are thirsty, you come to me."
他说如果你渴了，到我这里来。
See, it's not joining a church. It's not keeping a set of rules and regulations that will satisfy the thirst.
所以不是说只是参加一个教会，或者说遵守一些。条例能够满足这样的饥渴。
Being baptized does not take that thirst away.
就是，甚至就是受了洗，也没有把这个饥渴拿去。
Adopting a new philosophy of life does not cure that thirst.
或者吸取一个新的人生哲学，能够把这个渴慕挪去。
The Christian life is based on a relationship.
一个基督徒的生活是基于一个关系上面的。
It's based on that.
基于这样的一个关系。
And that's why Jesus said, "If you want to have that thirst in your heart met, you come to me."
这就为什么耶稣说，如果你渴了，就到我这里来。
Establish a relationship with me.
和我建立一个关系。
That's where the answer lies.
这是答案的所在。
Jesus said, "If you want to know the truth, I am the truth."
耶稣说，如果你想要知道真理。我就是真理。
If you want to find the way how to come to God, it is through me.
如果你想知道去到上帝的道路，我就是那道路。
If you want to know what life is really all about, I can give you a real purpose in living.
如果你想知道生命到底是什么，我就是那生命。
We lived about 10 years in Taiwan in the 1950s and early 60s.
大概五十年代，我曾经我们在这个台湾生活，差不多有十年。
And often I would take a train from Taipei all the way down to Kaohsiung or Tainan.
当时我们经常坐火车从台北一直到高雄或者台南。
In those days, it was the slow train.
当时是那种很慢的火车。
It would sometimes last 8 hours.
有时候可能要在上面坐八个小时。
And whenever you went through a tunnel, you quickly closed the windows because otherwise the smoke of the engine would come in.
每次经过一个隧道的时候，你要赶紧把窗户关上，否则的话，那个烟呢，这个火车的烟雾会进来。
It was a long trip.
那也是很长的一段。
And I remember one day taking a trip like that.
所以我记得有一天，我们就有在这样的一个旅程上。
And across from me, there was sitting a Chinese military officer.
那当时坐在我对面的是一个中国的一个将官。
And I wondered how can I talk to this person.
所以我就在想说，我怎么样跟他有一段对话呢
？So I pulled out my pen and a piece of paper.
所以我就拿出一张纸一支笔。
And I wrote something on it.
然后我在上面写了几个字。
I was not 几个字 was just one 字。
Oh, OK. 我在上面写了一个字。
I first put the sign of a cross.
首先我在画了一个十字架。
And then I put the character of a man on the left side and the character of a man on the right side.
然后我就在这个十字架的左边画了一个人，右边画了一个人。
And then I put another picture of a man on that cross.
然后又在这个十字架上又画了一个人。
And this officer was looking at me what I was doing.
那这个将官他就看着我在看着我做什么。
He said, what are you doing?
他说你在做什么呀
？I said, do you recognize this?
他说我说你认得这个字吗
？Yes, he says, of course I do.
他说我当然认得这个字。
I said, what does it mean?
他说这个字什么意思
？It says, lie, come.
他说这个就是来字嘛。
I said, where did you get that?
我说你怎么知道这个字？
He said, that's what it means.
他说我这个就是这个汉字就是这个意思嘛。
I said, do you know why it looks like that?
我说你知道为什么来这个字长得这个样子吗
？He says, I have no idea where that character came from.
他说我一点也不知道。
But that's part of our culture.
但这是我们文化中的一部分。
I said, let me tell you.
我说我来告诉你。
I'm a foreigner.
我是一个外国人。
And I'll explain to you what that character really means.
我来跟你解释这个汉字是什么意思。
So what do you think I did?
你们想想，你们能想象到我当时做了什么
？I talked to him about the gospel.
我跟他就讲了这个福音。
Jesus dying on the cross.
耶稣在那十字架上死的。
Isn't it amazing that this character has found its way into the Chinese language?
是不是很神奇？这个福音，这个字啊，在这个中国文化里的字。能够包含这个信息。
So Jesus said, "If you have thirst, come to me."
所以耶稣说，如果你渴了，来到我这里来。
He made it very simple.
他这个信息是非常的简单。
First word was thirst.
所以首先第一个字是渴。
What was the second word?
那第二个字是什么
？Come.
来。
What was the third word?
那第三个字
？Drink.
喝。
Now you say, "Perhaps I am thirsty."
你也许会说我确实是渴了。
I acknowledge that, and I want to have that thirst quenched.
我承认这一点，那我现在期望能解渴。
And Jesus has come, so I come to Jesus.
所以耶稣说来，那我就来到耶稣的面前。
But what does that mean?
但这是什么意思呢
？How can I get my thirst quenched? Because Jesus isn't even here.
那我怎么能够解渴呢？因为耶稣都现在不在这里。
Let me explain.
让我来解释。
If you're thirsty,
如果你渴了
，and you see a glass of water sitting there,
你看见一杯水
，you say, "Oh, this is wonderful. Here, this will satisfy my thirst."
然后你看这个水说，哦，太棒了，这个能够解我的渴。
And you just look at it.
然后你就盯着他看。
Will that satisfy your thirst?
这个能解渴吗
？You see, maybe I get a little bit closer to that glass of water.
也许我能够靠着水近一点。
Does that satisfy your thirst?
这个能够解你的渴吗
？No.
也不行的。
What does?
那怎么样才能做？
You take that cup of water and you start putting it into your mouth.
你要把这个水倒到你嘴里。
And you start putting it into your mouth and it fills your whole body.
然后这个水就进入你的身体，充满你的身体。
Jesus said, I know that you have a need in your life.
耶稣就知道说你生命中有需要的。
I can meet your needs, so you come to me.
我能够满足你那个需要，所以你要来。
But you need to bring me into your life.
但你要让我进入到你的生命当中。
You need to invite me to come and take possession of your life.
你要让我进入到你的生命中掌权做主。
You need to accept me as your Lord and as your Savior.
你要接受我做你的救主，你生命的主。
And when I come into your life, I will fill that vacuum that has been created.
那我来到你的生命当中，就能够填满你生命中的那个真空。
You see, only as we invite Jesus to come in, can he meet that need.
那只有当我们邀请耶稣进入到我们的生命当中，
so、Jesus,
我们这个需要才能被满足。
Jesus stood on those temple steps with this large number of people.
所以耶稣就在那里面对着这么广大的一个会众。
And he said, "If you're thirsty, you come to me and drink."
他说，你若渴了，来到我这里喝。
And in the same way, Jesus stands in front of us today and says the same words.
那同样的，耶稣今天也在这里对我们传达着同样的信息。
And that's the good news of the gospel.
这就是福音的好消息。
The gospel that Jesus can satisfy all of our needs.
就是耶稣能够满足我们所有的需要。
Now, many of you sitting here will say this morning, yes, I have done that.
那我们当中今天早上很多人也许说，是的，我已经接受耶稣了。
Jesus has already satisfied the thirst in my heart.
耶稣已经满足了我心中一些的渴慕了。
But is there another message for me also?
但今天有没有对我特别要说的话呢？
Let's look at the next verse.
那我们一起来看下面一节。
John 7:37 said,If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink.
那约翰福音七章三十七节说，人若渴了，到我这里来喝。
But then he goes on to say verse 38.
然后你看三十八节。
Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, streams of living water will flow from within him.
信我的人，就如经上所说，从他腹中要流出活水的江河。
Here Jesus has a message for those who already have believed in him.
所以耶稣对那些所有信他的人也有一个信息。
He says, if you have come to me and have received me into your life,
他说如果你已经到我这里来，而且接受我进入到你的生命当中，
your own thirst has been satisfied.
你自己的饥渴已经被解了。
But that is not the end of the story. That's just the beginning of the story.
但这不是这个故事的结尾，这实际上是一个开始。
The purpose for God saving us is so that we can also be a blessing to others.
我们之所以被拯救，就是为了让我们能够成为他人的祝福。
And He wants us who have received this living water.To pass it on to other people that they might get blessed too.
所以他期望我们所有接受这活水的人能够把这活水带给他人，所以他们也得到祝福。
And he said, out of you will flow streams, rivers of living water.
所以他说从你里面要流出活水的江河。
Now that is a huge statement for Jesus to make.
这对耶稣来讲，这是很大的一个应许。
He says there'll be rivers of water coming out of your life.
他说，就是在你的生命当中会有河水、活水的江河涌出来。
But is that how our lives really look?
但这是我们在座，包括我们每一个人的生命的表现吗
？I don't think so.
我想可能还不是吧。
You know, we are more involved with water cans.
我们可能更像。水罐头一样。
We come to church Sundays.
我们星期天来到教会。
And we bring our cans of water with empty cans with us to church.
然后带着我们那已经空了的罐头。
And we get them filled.
然后把这个水罐子装满。
And we walk home with them.
然后我们带着回家。
If we have them in the car, we make sure it doesn't spill out.
然后这个过程中也很小心，不让这个水泼出来。
And when we get home, we have this whole can of water.
所以回到家里面，我们有这满满的一罐水。
And now we have a whole week in front of us, and now we start using it.
那么这么一，我们前面有这个一个星期的时间来用这个水。
If there's a little bit of a need here, we go and pour a little water on that.
所以这边有一点点需要，我们倒一点点水。
Just like we water flowers outside the garden.
就像我们在我们的后院里面浇我们那个花一样，花草一样。
Let's not spend too much, but because it has to go around.
呀，我们必须得小心，一下子不要一下子倒太多。
Because when Friday comes, we're just about empty.
那么等到星期五来到的时候，差不多又空了。
Now, that is not exactly what Jesus had in mind, is it?
但这个不是耶稣所讲的话。
He said, rivers of water will flow from your life.
他说活水的江河要从你的生命中涌出来。
There are some great rivers in the world.
那世界上有很多非常长大的这个江河。
There's the Nile River.
比如说尼罗河。
There's the Amazon River.
比如说亚马逊河。
In China, we have the Yangtze River.
我们有长江。
It's a long, long river.
非常长大宽的河。
The Yellow River in China has brought a lot of damage into a lot of areas through its flooding.
那像黄河，那黄河泛滥的时候呢，也会造成很多的这个损害。
Rivers have tremendous influence and power.
所以江河啊，它有巨大的这个影响和力量。
But you know, sometimes we don't exactly have rivers flowing out from us.
但常常我们生命中似乎就没有这样的江河涌出来。
I remember when we were in Africa.
我记得我在非洲的时候。
A pastor told me a story.
有一个牧师跟我讲了这样一个故事。
He had visited another friend of his who had a large family.
所以他就去探望他的一个朋友，他们有一个很大的家庭。
And this man had running water in his house.
所以这个人他家里有自来水的。
But the problem was when he turned on the faucet, only drips of a little bit of water would come out.
但问题是他打开水龙头的时候呢，那个水只是一滴滴的滴下来。
And this man had a large family.
但是他有一大家子人。
So they really had to be very careful of how much water they could spend.
所以他们非常小心用水。
Because the source only gave them very little bit.
因为这个水啊，这个水龙头只给他们一点点的水。
So my friend said to him, "Let me check and see what we can do about it."
所以这个牧师的朋友就跟他说，让我来，查看一下到底出了什么问题。
You know, most pastors are not very good with mechanical things.
你知道很多牧师不太会做手工的。
When I need a hammer, I say to my wife, "Where do you have the hammer?"
当我需要找这个榔头的时候，我就问我的太太，这个榔头在哪里？
But my friend went to see where that water came to the pipes.
那所以这个我的朋友就去看这个水管呢，就看这个自来水管。
And he started to dig it up a little bit.
然后他就去敲敲打打看一下。
And he found out that the pipe that was bringing the water in was broken.
然后他就发现原来那个水管呢，那个引水来的那个水管原来坏掉了，它已经中间一个地方。
So only a little bit would go into the pipe.
所以最后只有一点点的水进入到这个水管里面。
And when you turned on the faucet, only little drips would come through.
所以当你打开水龙的时候，只有点点滴滴的下来。
So he fixed it.
所以他把那个水管给接好了。
And that his friend was overjoyed. Now he turned on the faucet, and the water would just flow out.
那这个时候再打开这个水龙头，那个水就哗哗的流下来。
A great illustration of Christian living.
这简直就是对我们基督徒生命的一个描绘。
The source of water is there.
这个水源是在那里的。
There's plenty of it there.
非常丰富的水源。
But somehow, whether it's through ignorance or whether it's through neglect, there has become a separation with the source.
但不知道是因为我们的无知还是我们的忽略，我们跟这个水源之间有了一个断。
We have been disconnected.
我们已经不再和那个有连接了。
And there can never be a river until that connection has been restored.
除非这个连接又恢复了，我们不可能经历那种江河。
And Jesus says, "I want you to become a river of living water."
所以耶稣说，我要你们成为 活水的江河。
How do you do that?
那你能怎么做呢？
Let me suggest two things.
我来啊、有两个建议。
First one is you need to stay connected to the source.
那第一个呢，就是要和这个水源紧密的连接。
Who is the source?
那谁是这个水源呢？
The Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
A river that's cut off from its source will cease to provide water.
这个和水源断了的这个水管呢，它很快就不能够供应水了。
But if we continue to stay connected to the source, there'll never be a shortage.
但如果我们一直紧密的连接这个水源的话，我们这个水就不会流干。
In fact, that source will give you so much water.That you will become a river of blessing to other people.
实际上，这个水来的如此之多，你最将成为祝福他人的一个江河。
How do you stay close to him?
那你怎么样和这水源紧密相连呢？
Through reading the word.
通过阅读这个神的话语。
And through staying connected through prayer.
然后和上帝通过祷告不断的连接。
You've heard that many, many times.
你这个已经听过很多很多遍了。
I think I mention it every time I preach.
我想每次我在这里讲到，我都会讲到这两点。
It's so basic, so important.
这个是最基本、最重要的。
If you're disconnected from the source, there's no power.
如果你跟这个这个能量这个源隔开了，你就没有力量。
But if you want to become a river of water, number one.Stay connected to the source.
所以你如果你要想成为这个江河，第一点就是要和这个水源紧密相连。
Jesus said, "Blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled."
耶稣也说过，这个饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
And then there's a second one.
那么还有第二点，第二个应用。
This reflects the work of the Holy Spirit.
这个呢是要彰显圣灵在你生命中的工作。
And Jesus says that in verse 39.
那么在第三十九节里面，耶稣是这样说的。
He just says you can become a river of living water.
他刚刚说的，你要这个从你里面要流出活水的江河。
He says in verse 39, by this he meant the Spirit whom those who believed in him were later to receive.
那这耶稣这话是指着信他之人要受圣灵说的，那时还没有赐下圣灵。
Christian living, Christian ministry is totally dependent on the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以基督徒的生活，基督徒的事工是完全依靠圣灵的工作。
We see this so clearly in the early disciples.
所以我们在早期的耶稣的门徒身上就清楚地看到。
Before Pentecost, before the Spirit came, they were weak.They were cowards.
就在五旬节圣灵降临之前，他们非常的软弱，非常的害怕。
But remember what happened on the day of Pentecost.
但还记得在五旬节那天发生了什么吗？
When the Spirit had come upon them,
这个圣灵降临了。
They were filled with power.
他们当时就充满了力量。
And Peter got up and he preached.
那彼得就上去讲道。
The man who had denied Jesus three times because he was so scared.
这个彼得就曾经拒绝了，曾经否认了主三次的，因为他当时非常的害怕。
A few weeks later,
仅仅几个星期之后，
he stood up and preached.
他站起来讲道。
And 3,000 people were added to the kingdom of God.
所以那天有3000人加到神的国度当中。
That was a river of living water flowing through him.
那就是。这活水的江河从他身上涌流出去。
You cannot do that by using a water cannon going around dribbling here and there.
你是不可能拿一个水罐头或者小水瓶来做这件事的。
And when we allow the Holy Spirit to daily influence our lives and teach us, and we listen to Him, then we can also become that river.
所以，如果我们让圣灵每一天在我们生命中做工，我们也听从他的带领和教导，那我们最终就成为那活水的江河。
On that same trip to Israel, we went to a place called Sychar.
那同样，这个两个月前我们去以色列的那个旅程上，我们来到一个地方叫做叙加。
It's just north of Jerusalem.
那是在耶路撒冷的北边。
We read about a story in John chapter 4 where Jesus met a woman.
我们在约翰福音第四章里面看到耶稣遇到这样一个妇人。
It was a Samaritan woman who came to draw water from that well.
这个撒玛利亚妇人来到这个井边打水。
That well had been built by Jacob.
那这个井是雅各挖的。
And that well is still there today.
而那口井今天都还在那儿。
In fact, it is a very deep well.
实际上是很深的一口井。
And when Jesus had talked to that woman about giving her living water, she said, "You don't have anything to draw water from this well."
所以当耶稣跟这个妇人说我要给她活水的时候，那个妇人回答说，你都没有任何器具可以去打水上来。
And when we looked at that well, that was 3,800 years old.
所以当我们看到那口井的时候，这口井已经有三千。
They had a bucket, and they had a pulley, and they let that bucket go all the way down.
他们有这一个水桶，有一个水轱辘，让它能够一直有个轱辘，能够一直让它的水一直到这个桶啊，一直到这个井底。
And then you had to wind it up on a pulley like this on a wheel, and pull and pull and pull to get the water back up.
然后你转这个轱辘，让这个水啊能够一点点的给打上来。
Alice.Tried to do this a few times too.
那个 Alice 当时就试着来打水。
And when that water bucket came up, I took a cup and I started to drink that water.
所以当这个水上来的时候，我就舀起一口水来喝。
It's still good water.
啊，这个水质还是非常的好。
But you know, that water does not satisfy only temporarily.
但你知道那个水只是暂时的解渴。
And Jesus said, if you want to have your thirst really satisfied.You come to me and drink.
那耶稣说，你如果真正的想解渴，你到我这里来喝。
And when we drink from him,
当我们从他那里喝水的时候，
he satisfies our thirst.
他能够真正的满足我们的那个饥渴。
And if we stay connected to him,
而我们又和他一直紧密相连的话，
through the power of the Spirit of God, he can make us rivers of living water.
那通过圣灵的大能，它能够让我们都成为这活水的江河。
We need to pray and ask that God will make all of us such rivers of living water.
所以我们要祷告，求神让我们所有在座每一位都成为那活水的江河。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the fountain of life.
谢谢你，天父，因为你是那生命的源泉。
And that you have invited us to also bring water to those who are still in thirst.
而你也邀请我们能够把这水带给那些还在饥渴当中的人。
And Lord, if our own hearts are thirsty today, we pray that we will turn to you and come to you.
为我们自己心中的渴，主，我们今天来到你的面前。
And we thank you that you are the answer for every need that we face.
而且我们感谢你，因为你是我们生命中所遇到所有问题的答案。
Thank you for your word to us this morning.
为你因着你的话语，我们献上感恩。
In Jesus' name,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.